So guys, thank you so much for your comments, for your likes. Like I said, this is beyond passion. As days unfold, the vision is becoming more clearer that I am meant to impact the music team, the sound team of this generation. So that's why I can go any length to buy stuff, to buy softwares and material to be part of what I am dishing out. Do you know that it is possible for a sound engineer to score sound the same way a musician score a musical piece and they apply it in their performance? Yeah, it is very possible. In as long as God has given us this auditory gift to be sensitive to vibrations from 20 cycle per second to 20,000 cycle per second, technically known as frequencies. Like I said, the use of cycle per second, it's too ambiguous right now. So that which is why it can be described as frequency range of 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. Now, having this in mind, it means everyone around us, according to how sensitive our ears are, can actually respond to vibration of frequency. And now, when you look and you also listen to a musical piece, a finished product, actually, we actually have this inherent ability to listen to various components of sound. And you can actually solo a particular sound. I know the more you now pay active attention to this one source or group of sound, somehow your subconscious, every other thing will seem as if it never existed, right? Because that's a very powerful tool and ability that God has given to us so that we can be able to isolate any sound that we don't want, right? And we can just pay that active attention to one thing. Of course, when you cast your mind back to your school days, how you be in the midst of busy library atmosphere and not being distracted. You see, that ability is also equivalent to a sound engineer paying an attention to, again, program material that is finished, right? Knowing fully that one more than 1,001 activity is happening each time you are listening to a musical material, right? Each time you are listening to a component in a mix, there are a lot of things happening. So your ability to pay attention to one thing will actually make you to score sound faster. Remember, in this series, we are still talking about Christian contemporary music, right? And most at times we sing their song. In fact, indigenously, we compose sound and song that fit into that class. But anytime we want to perform that song live, it never sounds like your music, I mean, your CD or what has been released commercially. Why is that so? Because we don't score sound, we don't study sound, right? So let's learn how to be deliberate about our sound. For instance, you are singing this same firm foundation. You discover that the sound will not even be like what we are trying to emulate. Like I said, the series is going to be a very long one. It's going to be a very long one. So in today's episode, I want to share how it is possible for a sound engineer to score sound out of, again, this firm foundation. It first has to do with the understanding of different genre of music. And so when you do that, first of all, in itself, that is a scope you are trying to create. So you are not supposed to be thinking so many things. You're not supposed to be thinking reggae snare or rim shot and want to apply it here. Or you will not be thinking a piccolo snare drum in the other black gospel contemporary and you want to apply it here. So once you are in the CCM space, right? Now these are the things you have to do. First of all, understand the dynamics of this sound. Now, you should know that in CCM, it is not all about high frequency. No, In fact, the pitch is usually mid, low. Also, the pitch is warm. That's the same way you have fluorescent light. It's different from sunshine color texture. In sound also, we have this warmness that can be likened to the rays of sun. Yeah, the temperature. When I say temperature, color temperature of a sun, right? So it is very possible to sit down with Firm Foundation, which is our reference track for the series we are taking, right? First of all, dissect different groups in the Firm Foundation, namely drums, bass guitar, electric guitars, because it's more than one. Sometimes, like in this Firm Foundation, I'm sure they have used more than maybe 10 stack of guitars. Yeah, there are some that they used in the recording itself and others in post-production. Then we have stems of piano or keyboard, electronic keyboard. Effects and punches is also a group. Then we have loop elements is also a group. Then we have BGVs. We also have choir. So when you hear that choral ambience in the background of all the Hillsong and the CCM, there's always a space for choir and also audience, right? So we have choir, we also have audience, which is why most of the times when they are doing this recording, sometimes you could have close to 10 to 12 audience mic just to capture that liveness in the mix. So before we now talk about other lead vocals and other extras. So now, when you are sitting down to do a deconstruction of this mix, in your mind, start dividing these things, start putting everything like that in their space. Like I said, in sound, we have some bit of English in that. We have mix as a noun, and also have mix as a verb. As you all know, noun is a name of a finished product. It's a name of a thing, right? Then verb is more like an action word, work in progress. Now, when you talk about mix, I love this mix. You're actually listening to the mix down, which has been mastered, right? That is a mix as a noun, right? Also a finished product. Then when you say, I love this mix, especially that hi-hat and the snare drum that is interacting with each other, you are still going back because your ears have been sensitive to disintegrate the drums and even identify the sound of hi-hat that is kept in a particular space and position of a mix in terms of binaural space. And at the same time, you could hear or tell of the texture of snare drum. Now, that is the verb activity, right, that your brain is sensitive to. So, like I was saying, once you divide this, remember you are already listening to a finished product. You can start listening, score the sound, the placement, the frequency, the panning position. Is it wet? Is it dry? Is it the combination of wet and dry signal? What is the degree or what is the balance level between the wet and the dry, right? All these informations, as you are listening, you are actually downloading those information. So when next you find yourself mixing, all what you have stored will be played back. So when you see engineers touching different things, right? At that time, it is downloads that is happening. Now, the same thing happens, right? If you don't study, if you don't read, whatever you are doing is experimental. And don't joke with your live sound. Live sound in a Sunday, let's say, is not when you will begin experimenting with gears. No, it's a place of studying. Like we say, study to show yourself approved. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of God. So if you carry this scripture and put in our field, when you study very well, you are bold. can be spontaneous. Whatever you are doing is actually going to yield a fruitful result because you have spent time studying. So, sound engineer, it is very possible that you score your sound. And I'm also using this time to appeal to all the music team lead. Please, be sending materials and communicate what you want your sound to be on Sunday to your technical team, right? Send it. They are not magicians. You expect them to perform without giving them information. You like taking them by surprises. Yes. It is not good. Everyone in this era now is a team. The same content we are producing, where is a place of sound, is a place of musician, is a place of visual and graphics department. There are places of aesthetics, stage set, screen lighting, smoke machines, LED screen, and all those stuff. At the end of the day, we are all what? One. In a global scale too, let's come together and have a technical discussion of how a Sunday would be. Now, if you are going to emit yellow light, will that go well with the current camera lens setting? Or it's when they get there on Sunday that they will be doing? At the end of the day, you will see that $5,000 US dollar worth of camera is sounding or is having an output that is equivalent to maybe a $100 worth of camera. I don't want to go there. There's more to what we are doing beyond spiritual. There's a scientific part of what we are doing, and there is also a technological part of what we are doing. Whatever you are doing, let's do it well. Let it come from our heart, from our pure heart, without sentiment, without grumbling, without keeping malice. Right?